might be like one of my boys was sitting out there studying one night. He had a real hard exam next day, and he was so tired. And I came through there going to my room. He said, just a minute, I want to take a study break. I said, Mother Gay, I want to ask you. He said, you know, we're calling Bill, I don't remember his name. He said, how'd you like that girl he brought over here to dinner last night, which was our guest night? I said, gosh, she was as ugly as a mud fence. And I just walked on, and he didn't say a word. And a few minutes he came, knocked on the door. He said, Mother Gay, he said, now, I want to know where you go. He said, most of your expressions I understand, but he says, now I won't know where you got that one from, ugly as a mud fence. I said, heck, I don't know. I've heard it all my life. I said, well, let's stop and figure it out. I said, in England, prehistoric days, you might say, the lower classes did not have enough money. I mean, they had to have a fence of some kind to keep the cattle out. And then they would build these fences out of mud, and the mud would, you know, it'll get hard just like a brick. And but they were ugly. You can imagine a mud fence. And haven't y'all heard that, ugly as a mud fence?
Yeah.
But then I never have seen a mud fence. Oh, I am, Miss Dr. Houston. She was so ugly as a mud fence. Eleanor Roosevelt, she was ugly in any mud fence.
Mrs. Dr. Houston.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
everybody
said that she went with Dr. Houston.
I was like, somebody
bred
in
the
moon.
Dr. Houston kissed
her goodbye. Oh,
that's
funny. But
Annie was a wonderful
mom.
She was really
in
the back
more
of that thing. She was a
good mom. Elvado, I always agree with you. I think she's the biggest fool I ever saw in my life.
I'm just
how did all her children turn out? She humored them and petted them and shielded them from everything. From she and Dr. Hassan both, they're two of the weakest people I know. There was now Julia's fine. There's Elizabeth, she's an alcoholic. Billy died an alcoholic. Carl is an alcoholic and a bum. Being an alcoholic doesn't make him a bum, but he's a bum and an alcoholic. Yeah, he's a bum. And Ms. Hassan would not let Dr. Hassan, this is Dr. Hassan talking to Big Zack, wouldn't let him reprimand Carl no matter what he did. Never would let him work. He was too good to work. I don't call that being the best woman in the world. She's a fool. Well, I would say she, well, yeah, she was a fine woman.
Miss Molly, tell me about one of the most funniest stories you tell to me, and I just get hysterical every time I hear. Was it Andy Steele? Was that his last name? Andy what?
You talking about the one that...
from Atlanta, that you were a real good friend of his mother. That's the funniest story to me. And I know his name is...
Yeah, I've never failed to know Andy's name until you were talking to me about it on the phone. Then it just left me.
Andy,
his mother was named Jo.
I can see them both just as clear. And their father?
Named Frank. His father's named Frank.
That's aggravating not to recall his name as we knew them.
Didn't come back.
Yeah.
And I know where they live. I can point it out to you.
You wake up thinking so.
And it was voted the best-looking boy
in Atlanta.
Him.
S-A-E.
He was a great, big, handsome boy. Beautiful manners, especially around adults. He was just beautifully brought up. But spoiled. He was an only child. And the father was mild-mannered. So, and never disciplined Andy. So that threw Joe, the mother, to do all the discipline, which made for antagonism between the mother and the son. And when I came in on the picture, he came over to Emory. His father was a frustrated doctor. He was vice president of Zachary, that big clothing store. But he had always wanted to be a doctor, so his son was going to be a doctor. How many cases do I know where his father's trying to force his son into a mold. That never worked. So Andy thought he wanted to be a doctor too, because he'd been told ever since he was a little boy, you're going to be a doctor. He'd even worked in the hospital and loved it. But when he got to Emory, he didn't do well in the sciences at all. But he did well in history and all the fine arts. So he just suddenly lost it. He just could not make it at all in any of the sciences. So he thought, gosh, I mean, they just knocked the wood out from under him, and he didn't know what he was going to do. So instead of going home and trying to talk it out with his parents, he just started drinking. Not much. I've never seen Andy drunk in my life. He really wasn't bad about drinking. But Druid Hills Golf Club was right over there, close to us, and his parents were charter members there. So he'd take his friends over for cocktails at night and for lunch sometime. He was just weeding with a big hoe and wasn't even going to school. Well, when his grades came in, and his parents found it about, his daddy suddenly, after being so lenient all those years, "Hey, you got to get out and go to work and pay me back for that whole quarter you've wasted around here." Well, Andy maneuvered around, and so he finally came home one day and told his mother that he had been to the school psychiatrist. And he said, "I found out my whole problem is you. You are the cause of all this. Started back in my childhood." And Joe says, "You don't mean it. It's all my fault." "Yeah." She said, "What is that doctor's name?" "Well, we call it Kuchenbach or what, some foreign name." And he said, "Why?" She said, "Cause I'm going to get an appointment, go over there and find out what's wrong with my mama." If it was all her fault what was wrong with Andy, she was going to blame it on her mama. She's going to carry it on back. I thought that was the funniest thing, that when Joe told me that she told Andy that. "Well, I'm going to go over there and get me an appointment to find out what's wrong with my mama."